This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, another hour of Intelligent Medicine, news stories for you and your family you can use to improve your health. Also, we invite your calls. 877-726-TALK is our number, 877-726-8255. You can come right in the doctor's office and pose a question. And so we'll take questions this hour, and among the stories we're going to tackle, we're going to take a look at the effects of resveratrol on muscle strength. We'll also look at our nutrient of the week, which is bergamot for cholesterol. But before we do that, I want to share with you or offer you a profound thanks. The many of you who've downloaded our Intelligent Medicine podcast, some of you may be listening to this broadcast via podcast because, well, these days people don't listen to things live. The vast majority of TV shows that I watch, I do not watch live. Yeah, I watch live baseball because what's the point of watching a replay the morning after when you're tempted to peek at the score, right? You know, this is happening in real time, so you stay in suspense whether the guy at the plate is going to hit it out of the park. That makes sense. Sports, yeah, I get it. So my sports consumption all in real time. But when it comes to TV series, and I have about three or four going simultaneously at any given time, I'll record them or I'll go to one of the sites to download them. And sometimes you binge watch, you know, like Kevin Spacey just came out with House of Cards, and it all comes out at once, and you can sit there and just veg out watching episode after episode. Well, you can do that with Intelligent Medicine. And I want to thank you because we reached an incredible milestone. We've surpassed the milestone of 4 million downloads since our inception a couple of years ago. And I'm just delighted to see the response from our audience. That when I started this, I'd been used to doing a daily radio broadcast. But then we switched to just a weekly radio broadcast and daily podcasts. And I was betting on podcasts as being a real phenomenon. And some people were naysayers. They said that, you know, if it's not on the radio, people aren't going to bother to seek you out. But indeed, you did. And it's great content. It's important stuff. We barely get a chance to share with you enough of the important stories during the weekend edition of this program. And so I'm profoundly grateful to you for going to drhoffman.com or going to Stitcher or iTunes or some of the podcast services and subscribing to Intelligent Medicine. It's gratifying to me. It's motivating to me because, yeah, who wants to broadcast when nobody's listening? It re-inspires me to find the greatest guests and most important stories to share with you for free. And that's a rare thing these days, on a daily basis. And among the podcasts that we're doing this week, it'll come out, I believe, middle of the week, is a critique of the China study with Ken Ong. Ken is a data analyst who specializes in critiquing medical studies. He's a statistician. And he takes a critical look at the China study, which is often cited as the Bible of vegetarians. It provides a strong rationale for staying away from meat as a culprit in cancer. And moreover, he takes his shots at dairy as implicated in the causation of cancer based on a large amount of data collected in China that, unfortunately, in the book The China Study, which some people cite as gospel, some people just put it on their coffee table and, you know, they may not have actually delved into it, certainly haven't critically evaluated it. It cherry-picks data to muster the argument that meat and dairy are harmful. So I'm going to share with you a couple of studies now. You can listen to the podcast later. I'm not going to reiterate that because I hate repeating stuff. This is a study that looks at the premise that is currently being actively endorsed by the American Heart Association and many government health agencies, which is avoid saturated fat, get rid of butter, and substitute light margarine or vegetable oils. Eat skim milk or drink skim milk and avoid saturated fat. So they did this in a study that was performed. Let's see where it was performed. It was part of the Minnesota Coronary Experiment, a double-blind randomized trial designed to test whether lowering cholesterol with a diet that replaces saturated fats with vegetable oils rich in linoleic acid protects against heart disease and all-cause death. Now, remember, this is started in the 60s, and so they had a long time to watch these folks. 9,400 residents of state hospitals and a nursing home received the intervention diet, so they could control it, because these people were live-ins. And what they found was, indeed, substituting vegetable oil for saturated fat lowered cholesterol by about 14%. So, right, that's going to be good, right? It's going to, people are going to live longer. It's a healthy thing. Everybody wants their cholesterol lower. However, and it's a big however, what they found was that it made absolutely no difference when it came to risk of death. There was no reduced instance of mortality. There wasn't even less coronary atherosclerosis. And there weren't even less heart attacks as a result of putting vegetable oil in for saturated fats in the diet. So, whoa, that is huge. And to this day, if you go to the American Heart Association, I think they haven't taken down their recommendations, in spite of compelling evidence that suggests that they're anachronistic, outmoded, and irrelevant. Okay, so here's another study. This is an even bigger study, and it's got, the title tells you everything about this. Mortality in Vegetarians and Comparable Non-Vegetarians in the United Kingdom. Pretty ambitious study. They looked at the risk of dying between vegetarians and their non-vegetarian counterparts in England. And this is a tough study to do because you could say, well, here's a vegetarian who does yoga and exercises and is a non-smoker. And then there's this meat-eating dude who hangs out in pubs in Liverpool and drinks himself into oblivion and smokes, you know, packs and packs of cigarettes. And is that comparable? Well, the meat eater, you know, is not that careful about diet. And the vegetarian is, because of, you know, being a vegetarian involves a certain amount of motivation to stay healthy, is doing all kinds of things across the board to stay healthy. So what they tried to do in the study is they tried to match the other health characteristics of the people in the study so that you weren't getting a bunch of scuzzy meat eaters and very fastidious vegetarians, and then that would simply prove that a vegetarian lifestyle is a healthy lifestyle. No, they tried to just look at diet. So these studies are hard to do, and they involve thousands of people. And what they found, by the way, the base for the study, 60,000 persons living in the UK. And there were 18,000 regular meat eaters who ate meat greater than 5 times per week on average. And there were some less frequent meat eaters. And there were those who ate fish but no meat. And then there were a lot of vegetarians, over 20,000 vegetarians, including 2,200 vegans who didn't eat any animal foods at all. And they looked at the risk of dying. And here's what they found. There was no significant difference in overall all-cause death between the diet groups. No difference whatsoever. Now, there were some differences in terms of certain diseases. It seemed that when it came to pancreatic cancer, that vegetarians enjoyed an advantage. Okay? But that was a very small percentage of the deaths in the study. At the end of the study, the same number of meat eaters and the same number of vegetarians, even vegans, were alive. So, whoa. Impressive study suggesting that it's not meat, it's not animal protein, as suggested in the China study, that's killing us off. And I know I'm not suggesting that people eat poor quality meat to the exclusion of vegetables. That's not healthy either. But meat per se is not the factor that's driving our epidemics of degenerative disease and causing people to die in America. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us. We invite your phone calls, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And 877-726-TALK is our number. Sally from Appleton, Wisconsin. Welcome.
Hi, Doctor. I have a question for you as far as hyaluronic acid.
And, hyaluronic acid.
No,
okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And something about I had read that there was a company that had formulated an oral version of that as far as, for the cushioning for your joints. And I think they were calling it HA joint formula, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I guess just the research and whatnot, I'm wondering if you're familiar with that or whatever.
Yeah, you know, I just happened to, I was cleaning my office yesterday, which is something I do every 3 months. I had a bit. Big mound of papers that I was sifting through. And it came across something on hyaluronic acid. And, you know, the thing about hyaluronic acid is that the research on hyaluronic acid is a little less, robust than the research on glucosamine, chondroitin, and other agents that help to preserve the joints, like fish oil and curcumin, for example. And I even came across an article on sulforaphane for knee pain and SAMe. And, of course, there's niacinamide. So I guess you could take HA pills or HA liquid, and that might provide some benefits. But hyaluronic acid is actually an interesting substance. It's what they inject into knees for joint pain. And the problem is that the studies are even equivocal on when they put hyaluronic acid directly into the knee joint. And so, you know, if you take it by mouth, that's one step further removed from getting to your knee joint. And so I have questions about whether taking it in an oral pill will get to the knee joint, because even when you inject it into a knee joint, the studies, some of the studies are not coming up that promising. So, but one of the nice things about hyaluronic acid is it's a great topical lubricant and anti-inflammatory. It's great for skin. I found it useful for some women who have vaginal dryness or discomfort on intercourse, who can't take estrogen. You know, maybe they've had a cancer that's hormone responsive, like, you know, they're had breast cancer and they can't take estrogen cream. The hyaluronic acid can be very helpful. It's a product called Hyaluronic Acid Serum. And we actually list it at my new dispensary website, FullScript. When you click on shop at drhoffman.com, it'll take you directly to FullScript. And that is helpful. It can also be helpful for mouth problems. So people with burning mouth, people with dry mouth, individuals who are undergoing chemotherapy who may experience mouth burning. Hyaluronic acid has a soothing effect on in mucous membranes. So you know, I guess I'm sort of not that enthusiastic about taking oral hyaluronic acid for the joints. I think there are other things, better things to take. There was a great study on chondroitin recently where it was shown that chondroitin compared to Celebrex. Celebrex is a prescription non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug that it has the problem that was revealed recently that it can increase the risk of heart attack or stroke by 50% in just 7 days of use. And someone who's got knee pain is going to want to use it every day. So the article showed that using chondroitin compared to using Celebrex, they were equally beneficial for joint pain and chondroitin without the potential side effects. So stay tuned, because our next week's newsletter article, you should subscribe to our newsletter by going to drhoffman.com. There's a box that will prompt you to enter your email. And you can subscribe to our newsletter. It'll come into your inbox on a weekly basis. Our next article is on osteoarthritis pain and natural alternatives.
Oh,
thanks
very
for calling,
good.
Sally. Yeah,
sir,
something to look
sir,
forward to.
I just have one more quick question.
Well, you can't ask it because we're going to a break. We have a hard break. So we'll have to take you after the break. So stick around. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And are you suffering from frequent fatigue? Entifactor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. Entifactor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. And clinical trials have shown that Entifactor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. Now, it's available in ProPax, which is a one-stop shop for your vitamin and mineral needs, plus fish oil and a probiotic. But I had a suggestion for the folks at Nutritional Therapeutics. Some people like to keep their probiotic, they have their favorite fish oil, and they have their favorite multi. So healthy aging was born. It's pure anti-factor, perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it provides you with a unique energy support, a pure anti-factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking anti-factor for years. I don't go a day without it. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPax for healthy aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And We still have Sally on the line. Are you still there, Sally?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm here, doctor. Yeah. Doctor, you've always spoke about fish oils at Carlson, and I've taken those in the past and also on Nordic Natural and good products. And the EPA and the DHA, could you recommend, or is there a minimum amount that a fish oil should contain of each?
Well, yeah, you know, it depends, because if you get, you know, Costco or something, you can get, you know, 300 for $9.99. But if you look at the actual amounts of EPA and DHA per capsule, the amounts may be meager. So, you know,
sure.
What we're generally looking for is, we're looking for, you know, a total of about 1,000, you know, between the EPA and DHA, 800 to 1,000 okay. EPA DHA per capsule, and that way you'll get an ultra-potent fish oil. And ultimately, you'll be more economical, because whereas you may have to take, you know, 12 capsules of the cheap version, you might get away with 3 or 4 capsules of the premium fish oil. That would be my take on it, all right?
Would you go with, could you suggest, your personal suggestion is the capsule versus the oil itself?
Well, yeah, so the oil is, you know, for people who have trouble swallowing capsules. I actually prefer the capsules. But, you know, some people just don't like to swallow pills. So the oil is fine, and the oil is pretty concentrated, but you'll get even more concentrated amounts when you go to the capsules. And also there's that flavor factor, is that, you know, taking a big dollop of, fishy smelling oil, even though it's, you know, deodorized with lemon or orange flavor, is a little more daunting than taking a capsule, which will break open in your stomach, and, you know, you probably won't get a lot of fishy burps from that. That would be my preference. All right, thanks for calling, Sally. And so let me share this one with you, because it's an important story about, you know, while we're talking about cardiovascular protection, the new kid on the block for cardiovascular prevention, and in my opinion much preferable to Reggie's rice, is bergamot. Now, bergamot, yeah, it sounds familiar. Bergamot. What's up with that? Oh, yeah. Bergamot is the flavoring in Earl Grey tea. It gives it that, you know, sort of sweetish, citrusy aroma. But concentrated bergamot is great for lowering cholesterol. Plus, there's some additional benefits beyond lowering cholesterol. Remember we talked earlier in the hour about a study which substituted vegetable oil for saturated fat, and they lowered cholesterol, but they didn't lower the risk of dying. So, yeah, if lowering cholesterol isn't the answer, what is? Well, bergamot contains cardioprotective polyphenolic flavonoids. And so, in addition to its cholesterol-lowering effects, and it can dramatically lower cholesterol, believe me, folks, I've seen it working well, either in lieu of statins or together with statins. It's perfectly compatible with statin drugs. In fact, I have a study here in front of me. Bergamot enhances Crestor-induced effect on LDL cholesterol. So this is a study where they combined bergamot with Crestor, and they got synergistic benefits in terms of protection from atherosclerosis. So they say here, and I'm reading a fine print, our data shows that bergamot extract, rich in polyphenols, given for 30 days, allows the reduction of a daily dose of Crestor while achieving target lipid values in patients with dyslipidemia, which is elevated LDL cholesterol with high triglycerides. So you could say that this is kind of like hamburger helper for your statin. If you want to back off on your high-dose statin, which may cause you side effects, you can use bergamot, and you'll achieve comparable results with artery-protecting effects from the anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties of bergamot. And the product that we use is from Orthomolecular. It's bergamot BPF. Not available over-the-counter, but available through doctors, and available to you through drhoffman.com. If you click on shop and you put in a search at FullScript, you'll be prompted to register for FullScript, and then you'll have access to the website. You can search bergamot BPF. That's the name of the product. All right, this item on resveratrol, and, you know, we tend to think of resveratrol as heart protective. Okay, fine. It is, no question. It's heart protective. It's actually the core of the French paradox, by which the French consume tons of cheese, smoke Galois cigarettes, but because of their red wine consumption, they're relatively protected from cardiovascular disease. They did a study entitled Resveratrol Enhances Exercise-Induced Adaptation of Skeletal Muscle in Older Men and Women. Now, as someone in this, or practically in this age cohort of 64, and they look at men and women 65 to 80, when you exercise, you want it to translate to muscle strength because, okay, yeah, great, you're going to get some cardiovascular benefits to your lungs, but you want to stave off the inevitable decline in musculature, which occurs with aging, called sarcopenia. So in this study, they looked at resveratrol combined with exercise, and they wanted to find out if it would increase mitochondrial density, resistance to muscular fatigue, and cardiovascular function more than just exercise alone. And indeed, they found that subjects who were treated with resveratrol had improved knee extensor strength. That's when you lift your knee. Average torque, that's another motion of the knee, and power after training. And so it seems that resveratrol works directly on sarcopenia. And that's an exciting finding. A couple of other studies that I reported on in previous weeks, fish oil does this to some extent, and so does vitamin D. So now we have in our armamentarium several supplements that can help the senior population fend off sarcopenia, which is a pathway to frailty, falls, disability, and fractures. Ultimately, we want to stave that off as much as possible because we're living longer and we want to remain fit, strong, and resistant to accidents. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And if you want to manage your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. And the exciting news is that I gave you the wrong number and the wrong website the last time I read this message, and I'll give it to you correctly this time. It's the Zona Plus, a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. And, you know, this is a bona fide discovery. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. So here's the right website and the right number. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call their toll-free number, 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Get rid of whatever you wrote down last hour. Go to tryzona.com, and there's a special offer. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's now offering you $50 off and free shipping, and there's a 3-month trial offer. Try it, and if it works for you, great. And if it doesn't, you can simply ship it back, no penalty. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. You know, folks, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. And it's for a condition that is so prevalent, it's going to benefit a lot of people. It's the Zona Plus for blood pressure optimization. Find out about it at tryzona.com. Okay, got it right that time. And let's take a call from Dean in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is just lighting up the call boards today.
How are you? Thank you. Thanks Good. For taking my call.
Sure.
I called a couple weeks ago. I had orbital lymphoma, and then I wound up getting carcinoma in the kidney. And how much?
So that's two simultaneous cancers. You're talking about lymphoma, and then a different kidney cancer as well, right?
Right. Yes. What does genetics have to do with anything? Because nobody in my family's ever had anything like I've had. Does it can it skip generations? You don't know about it.
Yeah, that's really an excellent question. And, you know, more and more we're coming to realize that there are genetic susceptibilities to cancer. But there is no one single cancer gene, just like there's no one intelligence gene, or there's no one obesity gene, or there's no one heart disease gene. It's really probably a combination of dozens and maybe hundreds of genes that interact in a way with environment. To make it more or less likely that you'll get cancer. Some people can be exposed to horrible toxic stuff, you know, Superfund sites and work-related exposures and smoke, and, you know, they live to 104. And other people, seemingly leading a very virtuous lifestyle, they're, you know, playing it real safe, they end up with cancer almost. You know, is it the luck of the draw? Is there some sort of mutation that occurs? And we're beginning to zero in on some of these risk factors. So most famously, BRCA1 and BRCA2, which led Angelina Jolie to have her breasts taken off and a hysterectomy, not because she had cancer, but preventively because she felt, and correctly so, that she had a relatively high rate risk of developing cancer in her lifetime. And other genes are being discovered. There's something called the Lynch syndrome, L-Y-N-C-H, which causes colon cancer, but also other types of cancer, prostate cancer, I think breast cancer. Relatively rare mutation, but if someone comes down with cancer, these days they may screen you to see if you carry the gene. It doesn't make that much difference for you, but it may make a difference for your children or your offspring to see, you know, to urge them to get tested to see if they have that gene. What can they do? Well, they can get earlier colonoscopy, for example, or maybe earlier and more frequent mammograms. So is it of any kind of practical benefit? Well, understanding these genes may lead us to better therapies. We may ultimately, because we understand these genes, be able to target therapies for cancer. Right now, it's kind of standard. It's like you have this cancer, this is the chemo. And you have that cancer, it's another combination of chemo. But it may be that based on genetics or based on the cancer biopsy, We'll take that, analyze it, and say, well, this cancer is not going to respond to that chemo, but it will respond to this other immunotherapy very nicely. And that's the new era of molecular medicine. It's very targeted and very personalized, so that it's not the cancer that you have. It's your particular individual profile that's going to dictate the therapy. Unfortunately, that's a few years off. But I'm actually optimistic about what's going to happen on the cancer front in the next decade. It's just a question of moving the needle forward in terms of the research, but it's also a matter of mainstreaming the therapies and making them available and affordable and reasonable for people to access, because there's a big lag time between some of the best research and what's available to you in your local oncology clinic. Okay, does that help you out?
Yeah, it does. One quick question.
Sure.
My daughter, I'm worried about her.
Yeah.
Down the road, she's 17, and is she going to get my
Not necessarily. Disease, not necessarily. Yeah, these are not the cancers that you have are not necessarily hereditary cancers. But during her lifetime, she's really young. You know, when she's 25 or 30, when she becomes perhaps at higher risk for cancer, I'm pretty sure that they're going to have better and more sophisticated tests to actually pinpoint her risks. So I think that that's coming down the pike. It's not quite available now, but in the future we'll be able to speak to that issue.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. Thank you very much. Appreciate
and thanks
it.
For listening.
Love your show.
Appreciate you listening.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Okay. This item, and actually let's queue up one of our calls that's recorded, because we want to get around to those. We've got a call from Igor. Can we put Igor on? Do we have Igor?
What is difference, resistance exercises and aerobic exercises, and different examples of aerobic and resistance exercises?
Okay, well, that's a great question. And so, yeah, I mean, when we talk about exercise, we roughly break it down into aerobic training versus resistance, although there's a certain amount of carryover. You know, if you run through the weight room very quickly, you're going to get an aerobic component to a certain extent. And, you know, if you do, say cycling or something, there's going to be a certain resistance component to it. But what they have actually found is that the optimal combination of exercises is to do a little bit of resistance. That's good for cardiovascular system, but for maintaining muscle strength and reducing the risk of diabetes or even reversing it, strength training is really important. So, you know, people who do strength training, they're not just a bunch of narcissistic muscle heads who are trying to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. They're actually helping themselves stave off the inevitable muscle loss that'll occur later in life. So examples of aerobic would be swimming, cycling, running, Stairmaster or elliptical, rowing machine. Those would be aerobic. And strength training would be anything with resistance bands or machines or free weights. Those are, you know, the basic forms of those things. And you can also do, you know, stationary strength training with doing squats, for example, with a ball. Thanks very much for joining us, and we appreciate all the downloads of our Intelligent Medicine podcast. Subscribe to our newsletter and check out our website for more Intelligent Medicine stories. This is just the tip of the iceberg of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is our weekend radio program.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.